They're a 500 team. Where's it going to go next? Trade deadline, what, week and a half? Is that where we're at?
I think it's 2 weeks and 2 days, 16 days.
Is it that many still?
We got 10 days in January, and then we've got 6 days in February. 10 plus 6 is 16. It's 2 weeks from Thursday.
Okay, all right, there it is, 2 weeks and 2 days.
Yep.
So could things be different then? Sure, they could. I'm much more interested in this moment because I love sports. I don't want every single time on a Wednesday when they take the court to be using June as a backdrop for my assessment of this team. Here's my assessment of this team. Can you play four quarters that I'm interested in watching? You didn't yesterday.
Well, they did Saturday. Saturday was fun.
Ish.
They're playing
the worst team in the league.
Yeah, but
that's fine. Yeah.
Who are you? I mean, your
team.
Who am I?
My name's Mark. Who are you?
Your team that loses to the bad teams and sometimes beats the good teams and then the mediocre teams like you. It is kind of a crapshoot. So
right, but this
is... I want to get to a point where you are no longer turning off Warrior games.
Well, it,
and I think that is... And this is not about you,
but
to your greater point, like, that game was so turn-offable where, okay, early fourth quarter and it's 92-62. It's like, what are we doing
here?
Well,
by the way, for those of you who are rocking Underdog and Prize Picks, this is the one thing that you want to avoid in games. You have to assess... I don't want to, because everybody's putting all their stuff on certain players, right? What you really want to avoid is that player who's not even going to play in the fourth
right.
quarter. And there were people running around out there in the fourth quarter of that game yesterday. I hadn't even met him yet. Who? Is this a 49ers preseason game? Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah. And I mean that for both teams. There's a bunch of dudes ran out, shorts don't fit right, all this. It's like, what? Please.
Who are you?
Don't do this. Don't do this. You're on TNT, on Dr. King's holiday, and this is what we've got? That's what the Warriors need to be worried about right now. And by the way, that's why you don't trade Steph, right? Like, you've talked about this year. This is a product. I'm not worried about June. I'm worried about the product. Right now, and it's not just wins or losses, Dibs. You can't score the basketball. Do you know how much of a yawn that is when you tune in to watch the NBA and a team goes 7 minutes without putting the ball in the bucket? Look, this whole, and we'll get to it, that Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley exchange on TNT, some of you might have heard. Kenny is right for that reason alone. And what, again, it was kind of a young versus old conversation. And the reason that Kenny is right with the young is that you need some things, Jonathan Kuminga style at least. I don't know if it's Kuminga or whatever. But you need some things that pop off the television screen. And Steph still does. Not the way he used to, but he still does. But the Warriors have very, very few others that make people want to sit down, crack a drink, make some food, and watch ball. And that's a huge problem.
Yeah, and the answer is none other. I don't think they have any other player that you would look at and say, wow, I can't wait to watch that player do what they do. And I'm looking at that fourth quarter lineup you talked about. You had Pat Spencer, Quentin Post, and Lindy Waters all play 12 minutes. You had Moses Moody play 8. You had Gee Santos play almost 10 minutes. And you had Buddy Hield play 6 minutes. And in those 6 minutes, Buddy Hield attempted 0 shots. So if you're Buddy and you're being asked to play at least part of a fourth quarter garbage time, and you run up and down and you don't even look to attempt a shot, you don't even think about getting yourself into some sort of a rhythm, that to me is a pretty big red flag where you played Buddy for a reason. And, you know, you could have just played Gee and Moses. You could have played those guys the whole 12 minutes, whatever. But you put Buddy out there, and he didn't even bother to put up one shot in a game where you were down by 34 going into the quarter. That, to me, is something to keep an eye on.
You know, Steiny just asked, like, what's the first question for Steve Kerr? It might be this. And I want to ask you, too, because I think it's relevant in that Steve Kerr 2 weeks ago said the Warriors are suffering from a crisis of confidence. Yesterday, Steph Curry said this.
Yeah, we have an entirely different
roster pretty much, obviously, especially without Draymond out there. But you look across, you know, they have, besides Porzingis, they have pretty much the whole rotation still. So, and they are the defending champs, so they're coming in with the level of, you know, confidence and swagger about them. And it's the exact opposite of what we have right now. So, yeah, all obviously great memories, but definitely feels like a long time
ago. Celtics have a championship swagger, the opposite of what we have right now. So a crisis of confidence and Steph Curry saying we have completely lost our swagger. So let me ask you this. Does confidence build winning or does winning build confidence?
It's easier for winning to build confidence than it is the other way around. But when I look at this team and you think about guys who have confidence because they've won, Steph and Draymond, to a lesser extent, you could say Kevon and whatever, Moses and Kuminga, they're younger players and they were barely factors in the championship. But for Steph and Draymond, they have confidence because they've done it. They've been there. They've done that. They've won four titles. They're going to be confident no matter what. The rest of the guys, Buddy, look at his playoff resume. I don't even know if he's ever won a series in his career. And Dennis Schroeder, he's been on eight teams. And then you want to go to the rest of the guys, Pods and TJD and Lindy and Gee and Slow-Mo. These are all guys who haven't really accomplished much, if anything, in the league. So for me, it's kind of a two-pronged question. On the one hand, yes, winning definitely breeds confidence. Look at Cleveland right now. Cleveland's never won a title with this group, but they're playing with confidence because they win every single game. Same thing with OKC and Boston, a team that they've won a title. So that core of guys who won the title last year, and that's the majority of their team, they're confident because they know what it takes. They were in the finals 3 years ago. They won the title last year. And so winning breeds confidence, but when you've already won, you don't need to win to have that confidence. So I look at this Warrior team and I look at veterans who, yeah, Steph knows that he's one of the best still to do it. And Draymond knows what it takes to win, but the rest of the team, how can they have confidence?
Right. So yeah, I'm with you. You can answer the question, I think, intelligently both ways. Winning builds confidence. Confidence builds winning. Sometimes you got to fake it to make it, all of that. I wonder, though, about this specific team. In other words, are they going to need to win some games in order to build that confidence, or can the leadership brigade that's there instill the confidence so that they can start winning? Like, that might be something I'd like to ask Steve. What is needed first? What's needed first? Are you looking for a few wins in a row to build confidence, or are you looking to build confidence so that you can win a few in a row? I wonder how he'd answer that. I don't know. By the way, you brought up Buddy Hield in the playoffs. Do you know how many playoff games he's appeared in his life?
I just looked.
Oh, you looked.
Well, because
that's too bad.
I had looked before, and I had noted in my own brain, which is clogged with a lot of stuff these days, but I had noted that he'd never won a series before, and I wasn't sure if he'd just been in one series or if he'd been in multiple, but I do know that he's never won a series.
The first time he has ever played in the playoffs was last year with the Philadelphia Sixers.
Wow.
When they went to the Knicks in what eventually was a six-game series. He got in those six games two DNPs and had scored a cumulative total of 2 points until they got to what was the deciding game six, where the Knicks eliminated the Philadelphia 76ers. And in that game, he scored 20 points. Now, I'd have to dive into the game to see exactly the way that it all played out, but something tells me that he got that 20 points because they were getting blown off the floor and he got a lot of garbage time.
Yeah.
That's his playoff resume. That's it.
That's it. One series.
Four games, 22 points, and 6 3-pointers in that last game. Other than that, he has not ever hit a playoff three in his life.
Man, and so for him, I mean, confidence for me, looking at Buddy Hield, is how did I do the last time I took a shot? He seems very, fragile's probably not fair, but he seems so streaky that when things are going good, his confidence is a 13 on a scale of 1 to 10, and when the shot's not going down, the confidence goes down to a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I mean, there's that balance that you want, right? Like, you know, we've talked so much about Jordan Poole, and it feels to me like, and Jonathan Kuminga to a certain degree as well, there are times, at least in their career, where they've got a balance. Do I just want to do what the Warriors are asking me to do, or do I want to go out there and show out a little bit? Contractually, show the team what I can do. Young players go through this in the NBA. I think you want a little bit of both, though. You do want somebody who's going to go, I'm going to fit into this team. I'm going to be a good teammate. I'm going to fit into what the coach is telling me to do. But I also want to have that healthy ego where I feel like I can really do X, Y, Z. Buddy Hield, I loved this upon arrival. But the further we go, I start to have questions about it. Buddy is literally like, I'll just do whatever they tell me. That's it. In other words, I know nothing about playoff basketball. So whatever Steph and Draymond say, that's it. That's a good thing largely, but somewhere in there, there's like, gosh, where's that streak in you that's like, I got this.
Right.
Right? I know exactly how to this, that, and the other. I don't know if Buddy feels that way.
Well, and how could he? Because he's only been in one series, and he was largely a forgotten man in that series. So he's played a bunch of losing basketball. So your question of confidence, does it come from winning or does it lead to winning? I think it's more likely that it comes from winning. And even this team, and think about when they started 12-3. How was their confidence then? Their confidence was pretty darn good, and Buddy was unbelievable in the first 15, and Melton was in and out of the lineup, but he was really fitting in, and everything was clicking, and, you know, Kuminga was coming off the bench, and Pods was doing his thing, and you were healthy, and you were humming, and then since then, you've been really mostly bad, and you haven't even had a stretch of like, okay, that there's 3 in a row, there's 4 of 5, there's 7 of 9. Every time it seems like you're about to turn the corner, you go to Toronto and you lose, you know, or you get beat by 40 at home.
I think I'm with you. This particular group is not going to just snap their fingers and be like, all right, that's it. We're confident. They're almost going to need to stumble into it. They're going to need to win 3 or 4 or 5 in a row. And then, and only then, can that crisis of confidence go away.